ஓகே, வில் லேர்ன் த அரண்யகாண்ட் ஃப்ரம் நாம ராமாயண். யூ ரிப்பீட் ஆஃப்டர் மீ த வேர்ட் த்ரீ டைம்ஸ். தண்டகா, வன, ஜன, பாவன, ராம், துஷ்ட, விராத,
விநாசன,
தாம்,
ஷரபங்க,
சுதீக்ஷ்ணார்ச்சித, ராம், அகஸ்த்யானுக்ரஹ, வர்தித, ராம், தண்டகாவனஜன, பாவனராம், துஷ்டவிராத, விநாசனராம், ஷரபங்க, சுதீக்ஷ்ணார்ச்சித, ராம், அகஸ்த்யானுக்ரஹ, வர்திதராம். எனி டவுட் ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன்?
You will not find it difficult. Even if the words are difficult, if you look into the books, you will be able to get these words. You should pay full attention in the, you should look at the book and you should hear how I say, then immediately you will get it. That way you should see. துஷ்டவிராதவிநாசனராம், अगस्त्यानुग्रह वर्धितराम
अगस्त्यानुग्रह वर्धितराम
I'll tell the whole paragraph. Dandakavana jana pavana ram Dushta virada vinashana ram Dandakavana jana pavana ram Dushta virada vinashana ram Sharabanga sutikshnarchita ram Agasyanugraha vardita ram
Dandakavana jana pavana ram
Sanctified the beings of
Dandaka forest.
O Rama, who destroyed the wicked Virada. No, he's a demon. Virada is a demon. O Rama. Who was worshipped by
Sage Sarabanga
and Sage Sutikshna
O Rama
Who was gladdened
By the favors of
Sage Agastya. Okay. So, this was from Aranyakand, but that day we stopped at the place where Bharata was summoned, right? Bharata had gone to Kaikeya city, to his grandfather's house. So now he got the news that you come back to, you were summoned, you was
Bharata,
you,
and
yeah, Bharata and Shatrughna.
And he was feeling something.
He was feeling something is wrong. He could feel in his thing. So then when he came, he saw the whole of Ayodhya was very dull and all the houses, they were not clean. Then he came to his own palace. He saw no one came to invite him. Bharata came after such a long time, no? From his grandfather's house. But no one was there to invite him. See where everyone moved. Then finally he went to see his mother. His mother said, "Oh, my child, you're back." So she told him that, "You know what? You know what I have done? I have got two wishes for you. The first wish is you'll become the king of Ayodhya, and second, I have banished Ram for 14 years." So. This first when she said itself, you know, that you will be the king of Ayodhya instead of Ram, it was a shocking news for Bharata. And then he didn't show any happiness in his face. Secondly, when she said, "I banished Lord Rama to the forest and he will stay in the forest for 14 years without any royal clothes. He'll wear tree bark, he'll eat only fruits and roots." It was a shock to his heart. How cruel you can be. I feel ashamed to treat you as my mother. That is what he told her. And immediately he said, "Where's my father?" So then she said, he left his body. So that is why, he had to perform the last rites also of his father. So then for 12 days, that mourning period was there. They performed the last rites for Dashrath Maharaj. And then what happened? Bharat and Shatrughna were coming, and Shatrughna, you know, he saw this mantra. She was wearing a very nice silk sari and so many ornaments, and you know, she was dazzling. So then Shatrughna, because of this cruel, this wicked lady only, she only filled your mother's mind, and your mother banished Lord Rama to the forest. So first we must kill this lady. So then, you know, he got hold of her, and you know, they were about to, almost kill her. She was saying, please help me, please save me and all. And at that time, Kaikeyi came there. She told, please don't do anything to my maid servant, because she was her favorite maid servant. So she said, please don't do anything to my maid servant. At that time, Bharata told to Bharata told to Shatrughna that, see, we are Kshatriyas. That is their this thing. So we Kshatriyas, we don't attack women according to our etiquette. We don't attack women. So you, if this etiquette was not, if this rule was not there, I would have killed my own mother for doing this cruel act of sending Rama to the forest. Because Bharata loved Rama very much, more than his life he loved Rama. So he told like that, and then left her. He told her, leave this lady. Then further, Bharata went to see Kaushalya. So he wanted to offer her his obeisances. But Kaushalya said, oh, so at last your mother won. She won on her plans, and congratulations, you have got your kingdom. And don't worry, my son has also gone to the forest. So you have no worries at all, your path is clear. So Bharata felt so bad that Mother Kaushalya thought of him like that. He said, my dear mother, I didn't have anything to do with any of the plans of my mother. I cannot even think of this like that, because I love Lord Rama more than my life. I'm feeling bad for what she has done. And he said that if you don't accept me, Mother Kaushalya, then I will, maybe, I don't know, I'll have to take some poison and give up my life. So then Kaushalya said, no, I mean, she was a very kind-hearted woman. So she said, oh, no, Bharata, and she, she embraced him, and I mean, she blessed him and all. And then after that, Vasishtha Muni and Sumantra, they all came. Sumantra came to Vasishtha Muni and he said, now the citizens of Ayodhya, they are without any ruler. So we have to make some king. Somebody has to become the king of Ayodhya now. Otherwise, it's not nice. I mean, empty kingdom without any ruler. So then...
So Bharata and Shatrughna want to meet Ram.
Yeah, but before that, they'll approach to Bharata. Vasishtha goes to Bharata. He says, now my dear Bharata, according to your father's wish, now you have to become the future king. So we'll have to have the coronation ceremony, because the people are without a king. So then Bharata said, no, I will not accept the kingdom at any cost. So he went to the throne where Dashrata used to sit. He circumambulated the throne. You know what does it mean, a circumambulation? He did a parikrama for that throne. He respected that throne like this. And he said, now I am going to go to the forest. I am going to go to the forest. I'll beg, I'll cry, I'll plead to Lord Rama to come back and accept the kingdom. I will not take this kingdom at any cost. So then everyone was very happy with this decision. All the citizens of Ayodhya rejoiced. Oh wow, what a nice decision. They all went with Bharata. So they made arrangements for chariots. Then whatever arrangements required, they made all arrangements. And they all left to bring Rama back. Bharata, Kaushalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi, then all the people, Shatrughna, everyone, they started going towards this Ganga. So when they went, at that time, who was the king of Nishadha race?
Guha.
Very good. Guha king saw from far, oh, this Bharata is not satisfied with the kingdom. Now he is going to come and kill Lord Ram. So now it's better, he summoned all his armies. You know what? Now maybe we'll have to even fight with this Bharata, and maybe we'll all be killed. But that is okay. We have to serve Lord Rama. So that is why they were ready to fight with Bharata. So because they were thinking Bharata is coming to kill, he is not satisfied with his kingdom. Now he is going to kill Lord Ram so that he can rule it forever. So then when Bharata came, Guha came and told, oh, so you are not satisfied with your kingdom, you can't rule there. Why are you going and troubling Lord Rama? And Lord Rama, this thing, so then Bharata, it was a shock for him again. His heart broke. That why he is, everyone, I mean, he is also thinking of him like that. He said, no, my dear King Guha, I am going to bring Lord Rama. I don't want that kingdom. I want Lord Rama to rule the kingdom. I am going to beg him, I am going to plead him that you please come and accept the kingdom. So then Guha felt very happy. So that is why then Guha, they all made arrangements for them. And not only that, Guha made arrangements for 100 boats. So that all the people, they can cross, they have to cross Ganga, no, to go to the where Lord Rama is there. So they all cross. Now next what will come after Guha, whom they will meet?
Rama.
No. In between who comes?
Are Bhargava
Rishi.
No, Bharadwaj.
Chitrakuta.
Yes, Bharadwaja. Bharadwaj Ashram, Siddha Ashram. No, not Siddha Ashram. Siddha Ashram is of Vishwamitra Muni. You know, first now Bharadwaj Ashram, Bharadwaj means Ashram. It is at Prayag. So they went there and Bharadwaj Muni asks Bharata, oh, so you are not satisfied with the kingdom? You want to go and kill Lord Ram so that he never comes back to Ayodhya and you can rule it forever? So then Bharata was, again it was a thunderbolt for his heart. Said, my dear Muni, my dear Rishi, I'm just going to get Rama back to the kingdom. I don't have any least interest in the kingdom. And this was the plan of my wicked mother. I don't have anything to do with that plan. So then Bharadwaj Muni felt very happy. And for all those people, actually Bharadwaj Muni was staying in one small ashram. Very small, you can, like a hut you can say. But then for all these people, by his mystic powers, he created palaces. This is the greatness of the sages. See, if he wanted, he could have stayed in a palace. He had mystic powers. But he never used. He stayed a very, very simple life. But for them, for the Bharata and his army and for everyone, he constructed palaces and he made so much oceans of kheer. And then so much opulent prasad was made with his mantras. With his mantras, all nice opulent food for everyone. So everyone was very happy. That night they spent there. And next day they left to Chitrakoot. Now, after that they went to see Chitrakoot. So while they were going, that sound of the horses coming, that was heard by Lord Rama. Lord Rama and Lakshmana, they were in their house, in their hut, na, Chitrakoot. So, Lord Rama told to Lakshmana, Lakshmana, just see who is coming. It seems somebody is coming with a big army. So then Lakshmana climbed the tree. He said, oh, this Bharata is coming. Now wait, I will take my bow, I will take my arrow. Now this is the right time. I will kill him. He is coming to kill you, my Lord. I will take the revenge. Then Lord Rama told to Lakshmana, how can you think of Bharata like this, Lakshmana? He is not such a personality. Why are you thinking about him like this? Actually, I know. He is coming. I'll tell you why he is coming. He is coming to give me the kingdom and he will ask me to come back to Ayodhya. That is why he is coming. So, please never bring such dirty thoughts in your mind. This is what he told to Lakshmana. And then he also told, Bharata equally loves me the same way you love me, the same way he also loves me. Then Bharata, what he did at a distance, he told all the citizens of Ayodhya to stay there only. Only he came alone first to meet Lord Rama. Even he climbed up a tree to find out where they are. So he found in one place smoke was coming. He came to know there Lord Rama, they are performing yajnas. So then he went to that place. First he went and he fell at the lotus feet of Lord Rama. He caught hold of his feet like this, very tight. He caught hold of Lord Rama's feet. He didn't want to even leave the feet of Lord Rama because he loved Rama like anything. He caught hold of the feet. He was not ready to leave the feet of Lord Rama. Then Lord Rama picked him up. He embraced him. This is the most best pastime of Lord Rama embracing Bharata. It's a very beautiful pastime. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
Shri Bharat ji ki.
Yes.
So this way they embraced each other. They had tears in their eyes. Full tears, love. Tears of love in their eyes. And then Lord Rama said, oh, the elephant of my father, it is just coming without anyone on top of it, and there is only the umbrella. Where is my father? So then Bharata said that our father, in grief of yours, in separation from you, he left his body. So Lord Rama, you know, he had tears in his eyes. Lord Rama didn't cry, oh, because my father died, not like that. He cried because he'll be separated from his devotee. Dasharatha was a very great devotee. Otherwise, how the Lord will be born as his son? He cried because he was a devotee. Dasharatha was a devotee, and now he no more will get his association, no? That is why he cried. And then he went to the river Mandakini Ganga. Over there he offered oblations. They say something called offering oblations to the people who passed away. So he offered oblations, water there, and then after ashes. Yes. So he, very good. Thank you. So he got those ashes, and then he offered. Yes. Yeah. That all rites Lord Rama performed, and after that, all of them, even Kaushalya and also had come at that time. So all Lord Rama, Sita, Bharata, Lakshmana, then all of them, they cried very loudly. This is mourning, crying. But they didn't cry, oh, because my father died. Not like that. They cried only because a great devotee is not there anymore. So they cried, and that crying was heard to the soldiers of Bharata. So they came to know, oh, Lord Rama has got the news that Dasharatha has expired. So then Bharata went and told to Lord Rama that you please come back to Ayodhya. And you come and take the kingdom. I have nothing to do with my mother's plan. You please come and take the kingdom, and you please come. Lord Rama said, how can I come? I have promised. Our father has given a promise that I should stay in the forest. So Bharata said, okay, I'll stay in the forest. You go and rule the kingdom. So then I'll stay for 14 years in the forest. You go and rule the kingdom. So then Lord Rama said, no. The rule is rule. This your mother has told this two wishes, and my father has granted them. So those words are very this thing. So I have to obey the what my parents have told me. So then because Bharata tried to plead in many ways. Then not only that, even Vasishtha Muni started quoting from scriptures. So many things like this, like that. You know, you only have to come back and rule and all. But Rama defeated everything. And then another sage called Jabali was there. He also tried to have a debate with Lord Rama on different arguments. But still even he lost in front of Lord Rama. Then finally, because Bharata was pleading, what Lord Rama did, he gave his shoes. He gave his shoes, and he said that you take these shoes, and then that is what it comes now. Bharata arpita. He gave Bharata his wooden slippers. Bharata arpita nija paduka. That's called padukas. That wooden slippers, they are called padukas. So he gave those padukas to Bharata, and what did Bharata do? He said, okay, my lord, because you are not coming back for 14 years, these padukas, they will rule the kingdom of Ayodhya instead of you. So I will keep these two worshipable padukas on the throne, and I will rule on the behalf of your padukas. This was his devotion for Lord Rama. And not only that, now listen to this. You know what Bharata decided? Even I will stay in the forest like you. So that is, you know what Bharata did? In a place called Nandigram, near Ayodhya, not very near Ayodhya, he went, even he stayed in the forest. They always mat their hairs. It's called mat, you know, jata, like that. They, when in the forest, they have those matted hair. And he also wore tree barks, and he also, ate only, he decided, for the next 14 years, even I will not go back to the kingdom. But I will rule the kingdom because it's your order. So I will rule the kingdom on behalf of your padukas, but I will stay in the forest. Even I will eat only fruits. I will only eat only roots, nothing beyond that. So for 14 years, Bharata also did not eat anything. He ruled the full kingdom. And he gave the name to what? To the Padukas of the Lord Rama. For 14 years, just imagine. The way Lord Rama lived, the same way he lived. And not only that, the citizens of Ayodhya, even they did not eat proper food for 14 years. Until Lord Rama would return. They also fasted. They also didn't eat proper food. They also ate very, very simple. Hardly like that. Because without Rama, there is no life. But this is the greatness of Bharata. So then the integrity of Bharata, they say. Then this way, Bharata lived in Nandigram. And he ruled for 14 years the kingdom of Ayodhya. He went and he kept the Padukas of the Lord in the distinct throne. He offered obeisances. This is how it is. So, Shri Bharat ji ki.
Jai.
Okay, Shri Ramachandra Bhagwan ki.
Jai.